Hey, welcome back into the Morning Blitz on Thursday morning, October 25th, 2018. Bogey Wood coming to you from the GameDaySportsRadio.com studios right south of Atlanta, Georgia. Want to remind everyone, the Morning Blitz brought to you by Firehouse Subs, over 1,000 locations nationwide. Firehouse Subs, the hero of all subs. And as we have done every Thursday this week, we bring in Mike Bernard of OTM Sports, based out of Las Vegas, Nevada. Mike, how are you doing on a Thursday?
Doing well. Getting ready for a big football weekend. How about yourself?
Doing very well. I'm looking forward to a lot of games starting tonight. The Baylor, obviously, the Baylor-West Virginia game. I think that's going to tell us a little bit about West Virginia, about if they're going to be able to bounce back from that.
Bit of Chris Berman there.
Yes. Hey, listen, it's still early here in Atlanta, too, okay? So, okay. Yeah. I want to see if they bounce back from that loss at Iowa State. So I'm looking forward to that game. But several others. Got a lot of Thursday and Friday games. And we're going to touch on some of those today in this segment. Of course, we do the national show, Inside the Numbers, on Fridays. And that's done live to over the internet and all of our affiliates. However, we've enjoyed having you come on Thursdays and get a kind of a quick look at some of these games. So let's just jump right into them. NFL tonight, and that's an 8:20 kick on Fox and the NFL Network. It's the Dolphins and the Texans. Both of these teams are coming in at 4-3. Miami, home loss to the Lions last time out. They're one game back of New England in the AFC East. Texans, they are leading the AFC South after beating Jacksonville 20-7, but when you look at it, leading the AFC South is not really a big deal right now, is it?
No, it doesn't take much if 4-3 is going to get you the lead in that division. But Houston, they're the only team in that division with a winning record. They started out 0-3, and they've run off four straight wins. Miami, they played their last two games without their starting quarterback, Ryan Tannehill. He's also expected to miss this game, so they're going to be relying on Brock Osweiler.
Brock Osweiler has more money than any other quarterback in the NFL that really hasn't produced a whole lot. Yeah, it hadn't been that many years ago that he was at Denver, had caught lightning in a bottle. Texans come in and signed him to a huge deal. Did he have the franchise tag at that point? I can't remember.
I don't know if he had the franchise tag, but who cares? I think the deal was $72 million.
Yeah, and most of it was guaranteed, and that didn't work out. So now he goes back. He's facing his former team, Texans' Deshaun Watson, who ends up kind of down the line replacing Osweiler. He was only 12 of 24 in that win at Jacksonville, but it was enough to get the win.
It was, and again, they are in first place. When I take a look at numbers in this matchup against the point spread, the Dolphins just 1-8 against the number their last eight road games. But Texas, they're just 1-7 against the spread when they play on Thursday night games. So those trends seem to cancel out. Coach, I'm going to lean to the under here for a low-scoring game.
Let's move on to the college game that I mentioned. Baylor at 4-3. Goes into Morgantown to take on the Mountaineers of West Virginia at 5-1. Of course, this will be a Big 12 matchup. Baylor, after just fighting their guts out in Austin 2 weeks ago but coming up short, they had an off week to kind of get their feelings back under control. West Virginia, they're also coming off of a bye week after that loss at Iowa State. The Mountaineers, they're just one game out of first place in the Big 12. They're behind Texas, but they still get to play Texas, and they still get to play Oklahoma. So West Virginia, they control their destiny in this thing.
Yeah, they really do, and they have the best defense in the league. And if the Mountaineers get the win tonight, I really like their chances of knocking off Texas next week.
Will Grier, the former Florida quarterback, 22 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. And the Mountaineers' run game, it's by committee. Kennedy McCoy, Letty Brown, Martell Petway, they share the load. And combined, they average right at 160 yards per game on the ground. The Baylor defense, they give up a lot of points, 31 points per game. They're going to have to step it up if they're going to compete in Morgantown tonight.
Yeah, that's how I see it. I don't think Baylor wants a track meet tonight, so they might want to focus on the run game. They've gotten their run game going at times throughout the year. That'll at least eat the clock and maybe buy them some time. They want to keep it close. They're a two-touchdown underdog in this game. In the loss to Iowa State, West Virginia was exposed a little bit. The Cyclones ran for 244. I think Baylor needs to try to establish the run. The Bears, they need two more wins to become bowl eligible. I don't see them getting one here.
I don't either, but if the Bears do get bowl eligible, that's an unbelievable improvement over where they were this time last year. Now, we're not going to preview this game in Inside the Numbers tomorrow, but it is a Friday game. Let's go ahead and talk about this game tonight, that will be tomorrow night. Miami 5-2, Boston College 5-2, going to be a 7 p.m. kickoff on ESPN. Miami went on the road 2 weeks ago and lost to Virginia. They had the week off to regroup and kind of make some adjustments. Boston College, their only two losses were on the road at Purdue and North Carolina State. Now the Eagles, they're back home in Chestnut Hill, will welcome the Hurricanes.
Yeah, two good teams, but both teams have two losses each. Miami, they had a letdown after that comeback and that comeback win over Florida State. They probably shouldn't have won that game. Florida State threw it away, but they did come back. They were on a high. They go to Virginia, who's a very underrated team with a very good defense. They lose that game. When I look at Boston College, Coach, their offense is so hard to handicap. They score 40-plus points 1 week, then 13 the next week, then they score 40-plus again, and then only 23 the next. So inconsistent play, and some of that's due to injuries.
Yeah, A.J. Dillon, their star running back, he's missed some time, and he's their best offensive player. Miami, on the other hand, injuries really haven't been the problem there. Inconsistent play at quarterback has been the problem. Both Malik Rozier, who started last year, and Nakasi Perry, the young guy, they've both started. And they've both had flashes of, oh, this is our guy. But then all of a sudden it drops off. They just haven't been consistent. So this is a Hurricane offense that's still looking for answers right now.
Yeah, Coach, and, you know, we talked about this with Clemson's quarterback situation, Georgia's quarterback situation, and Alabama. There's so many other variables and dynamics with that because the locker room can get divided. And I don't have any information about what the mentality is in the Miami locker room, but you have to wonder when you see one player go in and then he does well for a spell, and then the Perry would come in, he does well, and then he struggles. That kind of confuses the locker room and messes up the karma. When I take a look at the numbers in the game, Boston College, they're 5-2 straight up this year. But against the point spread, they are great. 13-3-1 against the number their last 17 games. Of course, there's a tie there because this is against the spread. Two negatives for Boston College. They don't play well on Friday night games. They've only covered one of their last seven on Friday night. Against the Canes, they haven't had much success there. Miami's covered five of the last six in this series.
Baylor, number 13, West Virginia tonight that we talked about. Also, you're going to have Appalachian State, number 25, traveling to Statesboro to take on Georgia Southern. And Georgia Tech and Virginia Tech meeting in an ACC matchup at 7:30 p.m. on ESPN. Back in the summer, you would have thought this would probably have been a top 25 matchup, but it's not. Neither one of those two teams ranked right now. Georgia Tech 3-4, Virginia Tech 4-2. Mike, in Vegas, are you guys as shocked as I am that Virginia Tech especially hasn't played better this year?
Yeah, I think a lot of the odds makers have missed just about every week on Virginia Tech. They are 4-2, but that loss when they went to Old Dominion, which another lesson of why you don't do that. I mean, it's not, you don't want to go to in-state former 1AA and the little brother syndrome. You don't want to do it. The risk is not worth the reward. Mm-hmm. But they've been up and down. They've got a great coaching staff. I'll say this, Coach. Tonight we have 5 college football games, and Friday night we have 5 again. Mm-hmm. I like that, and it's a great opportunity for some of the mid-level and smaller conferences to get on national TV, like App State. They play tonight. And, Coach, they have, I think, 4 games where they've only allowed single digits in those 4 games.
That Sun Belt Conference is a pretty good conference. Before I mentioned Troy and South Alabama, they play Tuesday night. And, of course, you were not on the show yesterday, but Troy got that win 38-17. But when we go back to this Virginia Tech football team, you know, sitting there at 4-2 right now, and for Virginia Tech, 4-2, and everybody points to that ODU loss, which, again, it's kind of the elephant in the room. You can't ignore it. But if they win that game, they're ranked in the top 25, really maybe even up in the top 15, because they would be 5-1, and their only loss would be to Notre Dame.
Yeah, it's hard to figure, and I don't know what the issue is. I know they've had injuries too, but again, they have a great coaching staff. They may bring it up a notch or two and finish the season strong.
Of course, we talked about Miami and Boston College tomorrow night. Also tomorrow night, Indiana and Minnesota get it on in a Big Ten showdown. Wyoming, Colorado State out west, and Utah, UCLA, a 10:30 Eastern kick on Friday night, and that's going to be on ESPN also. Well, Mike, appreciate your time today, and of course, we'll be back on bright and early in the morning all across the nation with all our affiliates on our hour-long Inside the Numbers show. Look forward to that.
I do too, Coach, and I will talk to you, first thing in the morning.
Yeah, no doubt about it. We will do that. Mike Bernard from OTM Sports out in Las Vegas, Nevada. We'll take a break. We'll be right back with more on GameDaySportsRadio.com. Good morning. Won't you hear what I say?